This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government to procure chemical fertilizers from India on the government-to-government deal amid West Asia supply disruptions. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal says the government is focused on ensuring good governance and achieving prosperity. And Iran's parliamentary speaker says US-Iran talks have made progress, but deal is still far. Now the news in detail. The government is set to procure 150,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizers from India under a government-to-government arrangement. The decision comes as supply has been affected due to the ongoing tensions in West Asia. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development said it has initiated the process through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to facilitate the import. Joint Secretary Dr. Ramkrishna Shrestha said a proposal has been sent to procure 100,000 metric tons of urea and 50,000 metric tons of other fertilizers. He added that the Indian side has given a positive response to the request. Minister for Foreign Affairs Cecil Kanal had said that the government is focused on ensuring good governance and achieving prosperity. Speaking at a program yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Minister said controlling corruption is a key priority, adding that a committee has been formed to investigate property details of those holding key public posts since 2006. Minister Kanal said the government is working to make public services more accessible and is also concerned about the safety of Nepali citizens at home and abroad. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha has dismissed claims about distribution of new mobile phones to ministers as false and misleading. Speaking to locals in Nuwakot today, Minister Timil Sinha clarified that such rumors were spread with ill intention to create distrust in the government. He said information circulated on social media is not always true and must be verified before sharing. Communication Minister Timil Sinha assured that the government will not misuse public funds and urge citizens to report any irregularities. Referring to Prime Minister Balinder Sa's policy of zero tolerance against corruption, the Communication Minister said action will be taken if any misuse is found. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal and Speaker of the Grand National Assembly of Turkey, Numan Kurtulmus, held a meeting on Saturday on the sidelines of the 152nd Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, Assembly in Istanbul. During the meeting, they discussed bilateral relations, parliamentary cooperation and mutual interest. Both sides expressed commitment to further strengthen ties and enhance parliamentary exchanges. Chairperson Dahal said Nepal and Turkey should deepen cooperation through visits and formation of a parliamentary friendship group. He also urged for the establishment of a Turkish embassy in Nepal to further strengthen relations. Speaker Kurtulmus said Turkey is positive towards opening an embassy in Kathmandu and expanding cooperation, including increasing scholarship quotas for Nepali students and boosting trade relations. He also requested Nepal's support for Turkey's leadership of COP31 scheduled for November this year. With the start of the spring season, climbing on Mount Dhaulagiri has begun. 9 climbers, 5 Nepalese and 4 foreigners successfully reached the summit on Saturday, marking the first ascent of this season. According to the Department of Tourism, 28 climbers, 12 women and 6 men have taken permits for Dhaulagiri this spring. The government has collected 12.56 million rupees in royalties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran's parliamentary speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf has said that talks with the United States aimed at ending the ongoing conflict have made some progress, but the two sides remain far from reaching a final agreement. According to the BBC, the Iranian speaker, who is also one of Iran's negotiators, said discussions have moved forward to some extent. He added that recent talks held in Pakistan with U.S. envoys, including Vice President J.D. Vance, were constructive. However, he said no date has been fixed for the next round of negotiations, and both sides are still far from final conclusions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said very good conversations are taking place with Iran, but maintained that Washington will not allow Tehran to blackmail the United States over strategic issues such as the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump also said the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports will continue until a full agreement is reached. Earlier, Trump had said the blockade would remain in place until the transaction with Iran is 100% complete. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the U.S. lifts its blockade on Iranian ports, which it calls a breach of ceasefire. Tehran has also said it is reviewing new proposals put forward by Washington. Amid the tensions, reports have emerged of Iranian gunboats opening fire on a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, while other ships were reportedly hit by unidentified projectiles. The U.S. military has also claimed that it has poured 23 ships to turn back near the strait since the blockade began. At least 6 people have been killed and several others injured after a gunman opened fire in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, on Saturday. The BBC cited Ukrainian officials as saying the incident took place in the Holosivsky district in southern Kyiv. Ukraine's interior minister said the attacker, a local resident, began shooting at people on the street before taking several hostages inside a nearby supermarket. Police said the attacker was later killed inside the store during an exchange of fire with security forces. His motive has not yet been confirmed. Authorities say the number of victims is still being verified. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 14 people were injured in the attack, including a 12-year-old boy. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Terai region will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of hot days in Madhya province, as well as in the Terai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, and some other areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal to procure chemical fertilizers from India under government-to-government deal amid West Asia supply disruptions. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal says the government is focused on ensuring good governance and achieving prosperity. And Iran's parliamentary speaker says U.S.-Iran talks have made progress, but deal is still far. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for news and online programs. Our next news in English is at in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.